Kiseitze la melchama alo yevecha. Many of the Sfarim talk about that. This is talking about the oyeg, the yetzahara, the melchemes hayetzer. A person has to know to be teitze la melchama alo yevecha. First of all, you have to go on the offense. If you try to stay in defense, then adarabah, then the yetzer will come into your shetach. You have to be teitze la melchama, adarabah, to be koivesh, to be mishana your nekudas habachira. A person has to steig, to be mitkadein. But it also says, Chazal say it's b'melchemes reshus hakos of medaber. Sometimes the melchemes hayetzer is not only by black and white, by a dover that's osur by from muchlat, but rather, even if it's a dover reshus, a gray area, it's not exactly clear. It's interesting, Chaydish Elul is the keneged, according to the Sfarim, Shevet God. God is melchama, God, gedud, yegudenu, it's melchama. Also, the Evan in the Avnei Achoshen of God is Shvoi, Leshem Shvoi. Shvoi is a Lashon of Tshuva, which is the Melchama. But also Shvoi, every Evan is a different color. Shvoi is like a grayish color. It's on this gray area thing that a person has to know that on that also there's a Melchama. But it says in the Pasuk, Kiseitze la Melchama al oyevecha, on your oyev. It's not a kunst to fight your friend's oyev. People look around and see what nisyonis and hitmodudiyot and confrontations different people have. You have to win over on your Yetzer. It's not a kunst to win over on Yenis Yetzer. Ezehu Gibor, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hakoyvish es Yitzroi. Also in Melchama, a person has to know, Kiseitzi la Melchama, this Tachsisei Melchama. The Rambam writes in Hilchis Melachim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvav, when he describes going to Melchama, literally Melchama, but this is also literally Melchama. Hayoyitze la Melchama, Yosim Nafshoi Bekapoi, Velo Yira, Velo Yifacheid, V'lo yachshoy, v'lo be'ishtoy, v'lo be'bonov, el yimach zechroinim b'liboy, v'yifanim yikol dover la'melchama. To be totally 100% focused only on the melchama and nothing else. That's the way to win the melchama. That's the way to be koivish of the melchama. But fascinating, the first parasha here, right after the melchama, v'ra'isa bashiv ye'eshes yifastoyar. The Balei Musar say, you see here a limud, a Musar Haskel, a person thinks he wins the war, he wins the battle, he wins the war. There's another Messiah going to come. It's not going to end. That's the way it works. When a person goes, Michael El Chayil, shouldn't get depressed about it. Fakir, that's the way it goes. Another Shlav, another Nesoyin. There's always, a person has to be a Mahalach, not stay in one place. The Chidor writes, Ki Teitzei La Melchama Alo Yevecha, the Soifei Tevis, the last letter of these words, Ki Teitzei La Melchama Alo Yevecha, spell out Oy Halecha, Oy Halecha. Ma Toivu Oy Halecha, Oy Halecha is the Beis Medrash. Now, whether you learn that Kitzeitzei La Melchama is the Melchama Keneged, a physical Melchama that's coming L'Hashmideinu, or it's a Melchama on the Ruchnius, either way, whether it's the Melchama on the Iran or iPhone, it doesn't make a difference. Whichever Nekuda the Melchama is, the Tachsis HaMelchama is Oy Halecha, Ma Toivu Oy Halecha. Now it's also, the Chidah brings, Ki Teitzei La Melchama Al Oyevecha. Oyevecha is Gematria 523, if a Chaf and the Chaf is 500, according to the Mansapach rule, which is the amount of Prokim Dirar Mishnayis. A Mishnah a day, that's a Perak of Mishnayis a day, that's the Melchama of Ki Teitzei La Melchama Al Oyevecha. The Zohar brings down that the Ki Teitzei La Melchama already is going on the Melchemes Hayetzer, and Ubox Esavia Vesima Yerach Yomim is going on Chodesh Elul. So Avada Gantzer, but Bazunder in Chodesh Elul, and it's not a coincidence that Pashas Kiseitzi comes out Tak at this time. Now, the Chasam Sofer writes, it says, Vishavisa Shivya, you take something into captivity, you take a Shevi. The Chasam Sofer says, you know what you're supposed to take into captivity? You're supposed to capture the Yetzahara. And you're supposed to learn from the Yetzahara, Tachsisi Melchama. Haga ba'atzmacha, says the Chasam Sofer, the Yetzahara didn't come to you the first time and tell you, Lech avoid avoid azara, ki yadu achazal bring, that the taxes of the Yetzahara is that he comes like a chut, and he says, adover muat, epis azach, a kleinikite, and then hayoim oimer le asekach, lemochar oimer le lemochar, acho oimer le lech avoid avoid azara, it's still, he catches you slowly, says the Chasam Sofer, in the Tachsisei Melchama of Tshuva, you have to learn that from the Yetzirah. And the Balei Musar will talk about this idea that a person's supposed to make a Kabbalah Ketana. It's lav davka, a person's supposed to think unrealistically that he's going to conquer everything in one minute. The Mahalach
Azoyv, we saw that's how the Yetzirah did it. That it went, now you're trapped, but he went slow. The famous mashal from Chazal that a tipa of mayim could be choyder to an even. It takes a lot of tipas of mayim, but again, another tipa, and eventually it breaks through the stone. The emesis is, there's a knetch over here. If a person would look at that first drop that fell onto the even, l'chayra did nothing. Not kemat nothing. L'chayra did nothing. The emes nothing. Nothing happened. I got wet. No, it can't be. Because then the second one also did nothing, and the third one, and the millionth one also did nothing. So vice the choice that even the first one did something. It's not efes, it's epis, with an akuda. It's garnished. Kemat garnished, of something. An akuda. Pischoli pesach kechudish al machat. A machat. But it's something there. It has to be something there. That Kabbalah Katana can take you far. I heard over Rabbi Avram Shmulevitz Zatzal. He learned in Ponovitch. He went to the Mashgiach, Rabbi Chatzkel, and he told him his Kabbalah. He made a Kabbalah by Yom Neron, by Yom Kippur. He made a Kabbalah. It only lasted till Chanukah. He said, Weiss, it was too big of a Kabbalah. Weiss. The Kabbalah has to be, it's not a Kabbalah for Nihil, it's a Kabbalah for the whole year. It has to be a Kabbalah Katana. So he said, what's the dogma of a Kabbalah Katana? It's interesting, Rav Chatzkel told him to say Oz Yosher with Kavon. Could be it's Rav Chatzkel Shitosoi, his whole Avoida always was Amuna Chushis, Kris Yamsov, Amuna. But there's an Akuda here, if your Oz Yosher looks that way, it's going to affect the Yishtabach, the Birchus Kriyashma, the Mahal. The Kabbalah is on Oz Yosher. But it's a Kleinikite, but it carries you through. There's a famous mashal in the Vardik that used to say about what it means a Kabbalah Katana, because the Hainu, someone bought a train ticket and he had to get from Minsk to Pinsk, wherever he had to go, he had to get to a destination. And he bought a train ticket, he had enough money, but he bought a first class ticket. But because he paid a lot for the first class ticket, so a few kilometers into the trip, it ran out of where he was allowed to stay on the train. He was kicked off the train. He should have bought a third class ticket. It would have gotten him all the way to the next Elul, to the Yad, to the destination. Al Derech Zai, I saw there's a different marshal, interestante. The Chofetz Chaim was once explaining about the concept of Yom Kippur Katan. And he was speaking to a kvutz of Hasidim, and he was telling them there's a great Inyan every Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan. They said, our Rebbe doesn't do it. Yom Kippur once a year. So he said, Feshteis Nisht. He says, Amol, give me a marshal with a train. Person would buy a ticket, he has to get to a certain destination, he doesn't have enough money. So he collects a little bit by the station to get a ticket just to get to the next station. He'll get off by the next station. The train is, again, makes another collection. Till every time. He says, your Rebbe had enough money to get all the way to the end. Yom Kippur Katan is, every month you take off, you collect a little bit more. Mechazik Zayin. It's another Mahalach. The Megala Amukis writes, Elul is Rosh HaTevis, Aroin Luchois V'Shivrei Luchois. What's the Elul, Rosh HaTevis, Aroin Luchois V'Shivrei Luchois? Explain, a person sometimes, you see Shivrei Luchois, you think something is broken, but it says by the Luchois, it's the last thing in the Torah, it says, V'Ashabreim Le'einechem. In your fleshiga eyes, the way it looked like it broke it. But there's another realm, there's another level, there's a different facet. We're over there, a different bechina. Over there, it's b'shleimus. Over there, there's kirvas Hashem. Over there, there's or. Even if you see and you feel and you margish, shavur, sabrochen, there's always to fight higher. Another nechudi writes the Megala Mukis. Others far bring this also. The Makar is in the Zohar already. The chadoshim of Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan ashayich to Yaakov Avinu. The chadoshim of Tammuz Av and Elul ashayich to Esav. Tammuz and Av shein emel Esav is taka shoylet, is shver zachin in that kufa. But on Elul is already there's a fight, there's a tug of war. Elul, according to the Sfarim, every chodesh is connected a different letter of the alephes. Elul is yud, the pintel of yud. The yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. Yaakov is Akev, and he fights for that yud. That yud is chodesh Elul, and over there there's the tug of war. There we want to take away the yud. Esav b'shleimus is with the yud. We take away the yud. Eventually, we're going to take away the vav also, and he becomes ash. He's going to come in ganzen famate. But the vayla, the avoid and el is the fighting over that pintel of yud. That's the avoid. Now, kipshuta though, we said there was a milchama. And then the Gemara, the Chazal, the Torah was mechadish that like Dibra Torah can get Yitzhara. There's a musig of Yifas Toyar. We've said this other times. The Vart from the Sar Shalom Yibels, the pasuk says, "Loi dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara." He says, "Bederav drash like this." The Gemara in Menachis, Daf Mem Dalid, brings a story of a certain yid that was an oiver averis, and he was going anywhere and everywhere to do averis. And he once went to a certain mokum where there was an opportunity to do an avera, and he was taking off his tzitzis, and his tzitzis gave him a frask, his tzitzis gave him a patch, and he chapped on, and that's what he was nesoira to tshuva. The tzitzis reminded him that he shouldn't be doing what he's doing. So the Sar Shalom Yibels said like this. He says, you have to know tzitzis, there's 8 strings on each corner. So altogether there's lamed beis, leg, lamed beis, chutim of tzitzis. 4 kanafis. Each kanaf you have shmoyne chutim. Avad, we know, it's a halachat shechon aruch, it's a gin menachis. If you originally had 32, even if some of the strings ripped, depending on how many, and if you were mechavin, which ones are from where, because each string is really a double. I'm not going into all the halachas of Arachaim, Simin Yud Gimel, Simin Yud Beis, all the Gedarim over there, but if you're allowed to sometimes have less than 32 strings. But he said, you should know, the segula that the tzitzis is going to protect you from chait is only if you did it with the ganze shleimus, with the whole 32 chaitim. If one of the strings ripped, meker adin, you still yoytzim, with the raisa, but get a new pair. If your tzitzis is going to protect you, it's only when it's with the shleimus. So he says, the remez is, loy dibra Torah. Loy is 31. Loy, lamed aleph. Loy dibra Torah. Midaraisa yaitz with 31 strings also. Ela keneged yaitzahara. Ela is 32. You want the tzitzis to work keneged yaitzahara, that needs Ela. That needs taka, the ganze lev, the ganze, the tzitzis with the ganze shleimus. Then it's going to be able to be taka keneged yaitzahara. Tosanta pshat. Now the pasuk says here by Yifas Toyar, it says Kiseis l'machom levecha unisana Hashem alikecha biyodecha. You win the war. Hashem gives it to you. Give the am that you want to be fighting against biyodecha. And v'shavisa shivyoy and there's a Yifas Toyar the whole seder advarim. So I saw various achrayim that's telling what's the hadgasha. We'll speak at tupshatim. What's the hadgasha that as a hakdama to the din of Yifas Toyar is that it's v'nisonoi unisanoi Hashem alikecha biyodecha. So the Meshech Chochma says a necessary prerequisite that you should have the din of Yifas Toyar is taka first that it has to be that you won the war. And it was totally nitzachon muchlat. Unesani Hashem alekecha biyadech. Why? Because shtel tzachfar, if taka, you know, be'erach, you won the war, but there's captives. And there's captives on the other side. And you were a Shevi. You can't take her as a Yifas Toyar. You need her as a bargaining tool to get back your captives. It's only if it's a Nisani Hashem alikecha biyadecha, total nitzachon, that there's no captives on the other end, no Yiddish captives by the oyev, then, and only then, it's a hakdama that you're able to have Yifas Toyar. So he's like the Meshech Chochma. The Netziv says a different pshat, Hadgosha, what it means in Nisani Hashem alikecha biyadecha. He says, we spoke earlier, we brought the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud, that b'shas the tachsif se melcham, a person has to be totally engrossed and focused, not to think about them, only on the Mulchama. If so certainly also not on the Yifas Toyar. Only after, when the Sani Hashem alekecha biyadecha, then there could be the Bechen of the Yifas Toyar. The next parsha, the Chazal say that there's a Hemshech. Kisiyena l'ishtei noshim achasahuva achasnua, and he has 2 bonim. The Chiddush is that the Bechar is from the Snua, and Esa Bechar ben Asnua Yakir. He has to be Makir, that he's the Bechar. There's a whole sugya of Yakir that a person is able to say who his son is, that it is his son, or that it's not his son, and that it's a Bechar. Yakir. But it says he's supposed to be Makir, that this is the Bechar, even though it's the Snua. So, we're talking about how the, you know, before the times of Cherem ben Gershom, a person had 2 wives. One was Ahuva, one was Snua. Lemais, if the Snua gave birth to the earlier son, there's a whole cheshbon from the Goyim, Be'etzim, if she gave birth first, really, the Heroin was, the other one was first, he has a whole cheshbon of it. Shai. The Chesam Sofer has a shayl in Shuvah. If you do a divrei hataz, the taz, this taz is actually in Hilchis Shofer, in Simin Tov Kuf Peches. It's also in Yerida, in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. The taz brings a yisoid. Chazal cannot make a gezerah on a davram first bekro. L'moshel, the taz says, we know that they were goyzer on Rosh Hashanah not to be tekeya b'shofer on Shabbos. Shemei Aviren. Why weren't they goyzer on Bris Milah? Maybe you'll carry the tinoik, maybe you'll carry the zemel. There's many halachim in the Rishonim. The Taz says because it's a mafurish pasuk. V'yayim ha-shmini afilu b'shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is not mefurish even on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is al ander teg fanagans yor. On a dovram, v'chohen the rabbis, dovram mefurish b'kro, you can't make a gezeira. So frek the chasam seifer, Rabbeinu Gershom made a gezeira. He made a gezeira that a person can't marry two noshim. He can't be lekech isha al ishto. How can he make a zacherim? It's a mefurish pasuk that it's meglach. Chisi en al ishtei noshim. State that it's meglach. It's connected to pasuk. Hagam, the pasuk says that it's not to say there achas ahuva achas snua. The Gemara explains by Richas and Kedushin and Yevamis that snua means that she's not. She's a chayvilav and a chayviyesei. It's not stam snua that he hates her. There's an iser. Yeah, but it's mashma. That's the one that's usser, but the other one is ahuva. If you're not allowed to have two, then it's bechlal not beseder. The Shailos, is that called mefurish bekra, the negeya, that you can't make a gzeira? The Chasam Sofer wants to say it was not a gzeira, it was a cherim. It's a different gedder, a cherim. You could make even keneged mefurish bekra. But the Achronim talk about this topic, about whether you're allowed to do it if it's keneged mefurish bekra. So an interesting ha'ara. Another klal that Rabbeinu Gershom, the other cherim of Rabbeinu Gershom was that a person is not allowed to divorce his wife, bal karfam, ikar adin. Person can be megarish bal karfa. Rabbeinu Gershom made a gzeira. That's why he's called Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or Hagoyla. He's called Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or Hagoyla because there are two things that Klal Yisrael for thousands of years in Golas are worried about. We're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe he'll take another one. He'll take another Ummah. He'll be Moisif. No, Rabbeinu Gershom says, you're not allowed to. And then maybe he'll divorce us bal karcha. Rabbeinu Gershom said, you're not allowed to. That lights up our Golas. We know that we're set. But the other gezeira, the cherim Rabbeinu Gershom, was not to divorce bal karcha. So I had an interesting ha'ara for those that are holding in the sugyas in the second parak. We know that the Mordecha brings from the Kaddish Miradish that a shliach lohaylocha of kiddushin cannot make another shliach lohaylocha. It's not shliach ois a shliach. Why? Because since kiddushin, when you made that first shliach lohaylocha, it's not a done deal. Hare, maybe she won't want to accept the kiddushin. Kiddushin is only midaita. So it's not mukherch, it's going to happen. It's mili, and mili leimemser in the shliach. So you could make a shliach leilocha, but that shliach leilocha can't make another shliach leilocha. Gerishin a shliach leilocha could make a shliach leilocha. It's in first pasuk. Shilach v'shilcha, shliach is a shliach. Yeah, because by gerishin, it's not mili. It's for sure. You can be megarish bal karcha. So you do what the ksois asks. But Rabbeinu Gershom said, you're not going to make a shliach. You're not allowed to be Megarish Bal Karcha. And even though you're not allowed to, if you do it, it's Chal, but if you make a Shliach to do it, it's Ein Shliach Advar Aveiro, you can't be Megarish Bal Karcha with a Shliach. So it should be Hadar Dina now that Shliach Leiloch of Gerishin should also not be able to make another Shliach. And that's what he asked. There's a lot of Tyrus in the Achroinim, but I was always bothered on the Ksois, what's his Kasha? Who state that yet? The Pasuk says that Shliach is a Shliach. Let Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't. He doesn't say it, but Ulai, his Kavana is, how can Rabbeinu Gershom make a Cherim that you can't be Megarish Bal Karcha? It's connected to Mefurash Pasuk. The Pasuk says a Shliach can make a Shliach. And like the Kaddish Miradish, that wouldn't be true. That's a Siva. That you can't make a Cherim Rabbeinu Gershom. Misupkani, if that was the Mechuvan of the Ksois, but it's an interesting Ha'ara. You then have the Parsha of Ben Soirer Umoire. And it says by Ben Soirer Umoire, when you're punishing him, it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'iro. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tanur Rabbanon, Arba Tzrichim Hachrozo. A Mesis, a Ben Soira Moira, a Zokin Mamri, and Adam Zoymimin. Zok the Gemara, though, by all those other three, when you have Hachroza that you announce that you're going to be punishing them, it says, V'chol Ha'om, V'chol Yisrael, Yishmu V'iro. By Adam Zoymimin, it says, V'hanish Arim, Yishmu V'iro. Why only V'hanish Arim? Because not everyone is right to Adam. Sorry, what's the Hachroza? A Musar Shmuz. By Adam Zoymimin, not everyone is Kasher to Adam, so it's not for everyone. Ben Soir Ramayr Ravad is a very unique case, 13 years old, with the whole details, but the idea behind it of Zoylo the Soyve and Ben Soir Ramayr, that's a Musa Shmuz to everyone. But Adam Zoyman, someone that's not Kashal Adis, doesn't apply the Shmuz. That's why it only says, V'hanish Aram Yishmavira. So I once heard a Kasha. It's Yidua, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, even someone that's Pasal Adis, you're allowed, if the Balei Dvorim are masking, they're allowed to say, Nemon Olai. Nemon Olai Abba, Nemon Olai Avicha, Nemon Olai Shloisha Roye Bakar, Nemon Olai Rosha. If the Balei Dvarim agree, they can accept anyone that's Pasul Eidus as an aid. Kler's Rabbi, that's a Gemara. Kler's Rabbi Kiveger. That din that you say, Nem on the line, we're accepting him. It's really Eidus? Or it's just like a Pesach? We're a Kabbal, so whatever the Pesach is, we're Meichel on the money. The nafkamin will be if those Edom that were Neman Alai were found Zaymimin, will they get the punishment of Kasher Zaymim? Are they considered Edom? Rabbi Kveg is Mesubah. So Luchara, I once heard, Ahara, the Gemara says that Edom Zaymim, when we make the announcement of Achraza, it's not for everyone. Hanasharim Yishmu Biro. Because not everyone is Raife Edom. What do you mean everyone is Raife Edom? If someone will say on him Neman Alai, so potentially he's Raife Edom. Is the Charai that it's not real Edom? But if she could say a Musar Dik in their hair. When you're giving the hachroza, you're giving a Musar Shmuz, the Musar Shmuz has to be negated for you then and right then. And if you're not kosher le'edis, then that Musar Shmuz is not talking to you. Nisharim, it's not talking to you. What, maybe in a month from now, someone will say, and I'm like, the Musar Shmuz didn't connect you anymore. The Musar Shmuz has to connect you, b'shas ma'is. If it didn't connect, that's why it says, v'anisharim yishmu v'iro. Now it says in the Mensai Ramayr, Chazal say, nidin al-shem soifai, soifai, that he's going to go be malastem debriyos, and he's going to be a retzeach. Frek Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin. The ultimate what you're being punishing the Ben Sayer Meir is because he's going to be a listem and he's going to kill people. Now the oynish of a retzeach is saif. The Ben Sayer Meir is nidin beskila. Skila is more chomer than saif. We know that Herig and Chenek, it's a machlekes tanaim, are the two lower level oynish mises bezdin. Sreifa and Skila are the two chamer different ones. It's a machlekes, Rav Shimon and Chachamim, if it's Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Chenek, or Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Herig. But Skila is more chamer than Herig. And you're telling me you're punishing the Ben Sayer Meir, Al Shem Saifai. But what's the Al Shem Saifai? Melastim is Abrius. So Rav Shua Leib says, Melastim is Abrius, he's also going to be a Machal Shabbos, and he's also going to be Avodah Zarah. There's going to be Skila also. Don't worry. There's going to be all the ancient. But as that, we wouldn't punish him Hashem Soifai. Because let's wait to see what happens. The Maimar Amuska, what if a Ben Sayer Meir was Nidoin Taka to get Skila? But somehow he escaped. He was Barach. He disappeared. There was already a Gemar Din. Disappeared. 50 years later, they find him in Yenem Ekvelt. He's a big Rosh Hashiva, Marbet Torah, Tzaddik. Godel Ador. Already has a Gemar Din of Ben Sayer Meire that's supposed to be Nidon Al Shem Seifer. Something to think about. Rakaponim says Rabbi Shua Leib, the Einish is because of the Cheshbin that he's. Well, if Ben Sayer was Lahayel Vanivra, this story also was. But the again, don't worry. But the emes will cheshbin again also the chilul Shabbos. More than that, not even a zaytik chilul Shabbos. Soifer the last time is abrius on Shabbos also. But as that we wouldn't don him al shem soifer. We're donning him al shem soifer because he's a menace to society because he's going to be malastim asabrius. We want to protect the chevra, the oilo. Oh, but once we're making that cheshbin, we're punishing him. Avad eskilo oichet come to run. As I zaktu b'shul leib. Now what's interesting, the lashon is. Soifoi, that he's going to be mavakishli mudoi, he's going to be looking for what he's used to, because he's used to taking the meat and the wine and everything, and he's not going to find it. Mavakishli mudoi, and then he's not going to have what he has, so he's going to start ganvening. It's interesting, in the Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin, in Perek Ben Sayer, it says a different lashon. It's a fascinating lashon. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is royal, the soif daite, what's going to be with this guy? He's going to be end up finishing with Nechsei Aviv Imai. And he's going to be Yoshev Aproshes Drachim. And he's going to be stealing from the Brias. And he's going to be Hayreges and Nefashas. It's already pretty bad. And then even worse. V'soifai l'shakech es Talmudai. Now you have to understand. In Rashi quoted it, Mevakesh Limudai means he's going to be looking for what he's used to. His daily dose of wine and meat and everything. But in the Yerushalmi it's saying something else. And listen where that's ended a line. He's already a gangster and a Reitzeach. But then even Rahman Aslan, the worst of the worst, he's going to forget his learning. That's after Ganev, Briois, Hoyrig Nefashis. Because Hamor Shaboy, Machzira Lamutav. If you'll have the connection to Torah, Doch, he'll be able to come back. The Soifai Meshachach Es Talmudai is the last krechts, even after all the gefährliche things that he's doing. Because that would be his last Yeshua. You have here the parasha of Hashavas Aveda. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Avos Chesed, Hashavas Aveda doesn't have to only be on an item, a chefetz, that someone lost. If someone is lost, someone is farblonjit in his Yiddishkeit, farblonjit in his menschlichkeit, farblonjit in the welt. a lost soul, to help him out, a good word. And you know, you don't have to take a 6-week course in Arachim and decide to become the official Machzer B'Tshuva Schnitt thing. Any interaction you have Ibral in the day with someone who is a little bit rachoik, it's always an opportunity, whether you actively think about it or just kilachar yad it happens. It's keseder. It's a lot of other things also, but it's hashavas aveda. Hashavas aveda. Mitzvah says it derives. So you do it at Pnei Yeshua's kasha, famous kasha. Pnei Yeshua asks in Ksubis, Daf Yudbeis. It says when a person's coming for the aveda, so he gives you a simon. And if he gives you the right simon, then you return it to him. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, let's say he doesn't give you a simon. He says it's his. Bari v'shema, bari adif. The person that found the aveda doesn't know whose it is. And there's a yid standing opposite him saying, it's mine. I lost such and such item. He doesn't have a sin. Kasha v'mais. Why shouldn't he give it back then? Bari v'shema. Bari v'shema, bari adif. Pnei Yeshua has an arichas about it. He said over here, it's a bari keneged roif of the oilam. It could be anyone else's also. It's a bari garua, shema toiv. Bari v'shema is only keneged to bali dvarim, they're not bali dvarim. Harbe arichas nemar on this kasha. It's Yidur Reb Chaim writes that you're right. Be'emes, different kind of teretz. Bari v'shema, bari adif. So why don't you give it back without a simon? Because there's a gzeres hakosov adroish. Adroish, that's the din. Adroish, you have to be doirish with the simon. Adroish. Farechts keneged bari v'shema. He even explains, we know Chazal say, atzor b'mirabon, and you return with tvias ayin. You return with tvias ayin. The pshat is, it's not a new din. It's the tzor b'mirabon, for whatever the cheshbonis is, doesn't have adroish. If it doesn't have adroish, it's hadar din of the Pnei Yeshua's gerecht. That is bari v'shema. Another sugya, Leisilbash, the Targum Yonason writes that Nichlal and the Isra of Leisilbash is that an Isha shouldn't wear tzitzis and tefillin. That is an Isser. That means there's a whole sugya, the Gemara says in Erevin that Michal Bas Shaul wore tefillin. There's an Idin there in the Rishoni, maybe it's a Shail of Bal Toysif, but like this, there's also another problem. Maybe it's Als Leisilbash. Another interesting Shail I saw the Achroinim Kler is about names. There are some names that apply also to a man, also to a woman. But are you allowed to name a man after a woman or a woman after a man if it's a shaila of Leisilbash? There's another interesting maisa. There's a Rashi in Nozir. When Yoel kills Sisra, he makes a doggish that she killed him with the yoseid, with a kli that wasn't a kli zayin. It wasn't a weapon per se. It was some heavy object, but it wasn't a weapon. Rabbi Kivega's mitzayin over there, and he brings makaris because it's a shayla of Leisilbash. A woman is not allowed to have neshek, hold a weapon. It's a shayla of Leisilbash. There's a lot of mitzvahs, couple of dozen mitzvahs in Parshas Kisetze, a little bit more, we'll go through some of the Yonim. There's Maike, Vasisa Maike Legagecha. The Gemara in Kedushin brings that Maike is a mitzvah's essay that's not Zman Groma. The Gemara in Kedushin stells avek as a cloud. There are mitzvahs that are Zman Groma and mitzvahs that are not Zman Groma. As a rule, the Gemara says Maike is a dogma of a mitzvah that's not Zman Groma, and as such, women are also chayiv in the mitzvah of Maike. Mitzvah's essay that are Zman Groma, Noshem HaPotter. Frek the Shara Melech, the Maharit, Rabbi Kveger, G'dolei Achronim. You don't build a mic on Shabbos. You don't build a mic on Shabbos, so it's a Zman Groma. I mean, what's an example of a Zman Groma? Zman Groma could either be a mitzvah that's only by day, not by night, only by night, not by day, only on weekday, not on Shabbos, only on Shabbos, not on weekday, or only on the date of a certain time of the year. Those are the five oifanim of Zman Groma. Night, day, Shabbos, weekday, and date. A tarich. Tishrei, Kislev, Nisan. Mike is not on Shabbos. Says Man Groma. So the Achronim say Yisoid. They say that that's not called Man Groma because Hilchus Maike doesn't say don't build me on Shabbos. Hilchus Maike says build me. Period. Hilchus Shabbos says not to do it on Shabbos. That's not called Zman Groma. An example of a mitzvah that's Zman Groma that's not on Shabbos, Tefillin is not Zman of Shabbos. Kiddush is only on Shabbos, not the weekday. Micah, Hilchus Micah doesn't talk B'chlal Shabbos, weekday, that's B'chlal Loma Deber. The Achrayim's Lashon is, it's called Arya de Revi Ali.
What? Because if you fall on Shabbos, it's called Avnei Nezer to put that up.
But there's an Avnei Nezer that actually learns not like this, because there's an Avnei Nezer that talks about that Noshim Achayiv in the Melchama of Shiva Amimin, even though they're not Chayiv in Melchemes HaMalek, and there's a whole tumult about why, and he has a whole pilpul to say, because in Melchemes HaMalek, it's a Zman Groma. Because to kill the Amalek on Shabbos is a malacha hatzricha legufa, and therefore it's a chil Shabbos, and therefore it's not noeg on Shabbos, and as such it's a zman grum. Shiva Amen is a whole pilpul that it's considered a malacha sheni tzricha legufa, and therefore it could be noeg on Shabbos, and therefore it's not zman grum. Zochinu, that the Avinezer is mevor, that the em is something that's not noeg on Shabbos only because of the technical, because of hilcha Shabbos, also is called zman grum. Now what's with Micah? Micah is other terutzim. First of all, the Micah is there. Forget about when you built it. The Micah is there on Shabbos. Make sure it's there before Shabbos. But I once heard a chiddush. There's a famous kasha from the Shagas Arya where the women are chayiv in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, and it gets into a whole shaila. They themselves can't even write a sefer Torah. How could they make a shliach? But there's a nidin where the women are chayiv in sefer Torah, and what would be the tzadim not? Ulai, you could say a chiddush sefer Torah is a zman grama. Because you can't write it on Shabbos. You'll tell me, but that's Arya de Revi Alei. But that's totally how you look at Micah. And the truth is, on Micah, I have even a better pshat, not a different pshat, that would mamash help us out by Sefer Torah. Micah, you could have a Goyish Apoyal build the Micah for you on Shabbos. You don't want the guy to fall. And there's a Machan Ephraim that says that Al-Siyad Poyal, Kiyad Balabayas, you could even have that the Goy builds the Micah and you can make the Brocha, and it's considered that you did it. So you could have Micah on Shabbos, even the Benias Micah with Yad Poel Kiyad Abayis. Sefer Torah, you can't have that. So Chazar, that Sefer Torah could actually be considered a mitzvah esi shez man groma. It's a new teretz to the Shagas Ari's kasha. Why it would be considered man groma? Okay, this whole sugya of Gittin, the kosav lo sefer krisus. You do it. The first Tosis in Gittin explains that a get has 12 lines because the Torah is saying write the get on what? On the Sefer Krisus, on the Sefer Torah, in between the Svarim, meaning in between Bereishis and Shemois, there are four lines. In between Shemois and Vayikra, there are four lines. In between Vayikra and Bamidbar, there are four lines. Between Bamidbar and Mishnah Torah, it doesn't count. And therefore, that's what you write again, on the Sefer Krisus, the Sefer that's Torah between the Svarim. An alternative shot is actually that it also counts the lines between Bamidbar and Dvarim. But there's not really four lines, because one line anyways there would have been. So it's three extra lines between Bereshis and Shemois, Shemois Vayikra, Vayikra Bamidbar, and Bamidbar Dvarim. It's either three times four, or four times three. Three times, I got the calculator, three times four, and four times three are both 12. Now there's another pshat that they say from the Goyin, that the reason Get has 12 lines is because Get is Gematria 12. Now that's true, I get it. But is also Gematria 12. So the MS is, the Goyin says that the letters Gimel and Tes are letters that never find each other next to each other in Tanakh. And that's a fascinating, I think, idea. That Gimel and Tes are not next to each other. I know. But Gimel and Kuf are also not next to each other. And Samach and Sadi Sofi are also not next to each other. Yeah, but they're not Gematria 12. So you have both together. You have Get. Is Gematria, you get it? Get is Gematria 12, and it's letters that aren't next to each other. And also Get, Bimiluyo, if you spell Get, Get is Gimel. Gimel, Yud, Mem, Lamed. Tes. Tes, Yud, Tof. Gimel, Yud, Mem, Lamed. Tes, Yud, Tof is Gematria, Garish. Garish. Now also there's a pshat that Ish v'Isha are Biyachad. Biyachad. The letter Beis and Dalet. Biyachad has Beis and Dalet. What's the letter in between Beis and Dalet that separates the Biyachad? Gimel. And what separates the Ches and the Yud? Tes. The letters that break apart, Biyachad, are Gimel and Tes. And those are the letters that, Adrava, break apart the... Now, one last sugya is the sugya of makos v'haya im bin hakos harosha. The Aruch Chaim writes in the Balaturim, what is bin? Bin is lashon of bina. You have to have bina because you have to make an oimed. You have to measure that the person can handle it. The Gemara says in makos, if you can't handle the amount of makos, you only give him lefi the oimed. You have to have bina to realize that. Now, me'ikr, you're supposed to give him 39. Even though the emes, the pasuk says arboim yakenu, but Chazal understood that it's not arboim. Then arboim lebina, the Kliyaka writes, and fakaret, you're supposed to have bina not to get to 40, rather only 39. The Rambam writes that the reason we do 39 is because you might end up doing more than you're supposed to protect. Really 40, but then you go even beyond. Pen yoisef la'kaisa, even more. So we prevent it by doing 39. That's Hashtein Rambam. The Gemara's mashma. Adab shatim, that we cheshben ois, that it's arboim chasar achas. There was an interesting shayla. When someone, I think, asked the Chiddush Yerim when he was a young child, a progeny child, they asked him, when would there be no nafkamina? There's a machlokes actually, Tanoim, if it's 39 malchus or 40. He said, when would it be a nafkamina? When would it be not a nafkamina? He said, it's talking about a yid who did 39 averis of chayv lavin, and also he was a shliach bezdin to give malchus to someone, and he gave that person 40 malchus. So, if you're supposed to give 40 malchus, so his shlichus bezdin to give the yid who did one avera, 40 malchus, is glat. Besides that, what's left in his cheshbin? 39. And he deserves 39 times 40. But alternatively, I'll take the calculator again, if you're really supposed to only give someone 39 malchus, so then his executing of 40 malchus to that yid was al-chag ilavin, of lo yosef. So he has chalked off now another lav. So it's 40 times 39, 39 times 40, and 40 times 39 are both, not 12, what?
1560.
1560, thank you very much. Good.